I believe in this art show. To me, it's not just a fundraising thing, and it's not just a, it is not a, you know, little old ladies pretty picture show. No. It is not at all. And right. I think some people think that it's just all this. We have 250 pieces of art going out this year. I think it's, and it's probably 50 some different artists. And it's an opportunity. It's a community art show. So it is an opportunity for somebody that is not in one of the galleries, that is, does not have their own brick and mortar, does not have that, that just is into art, to show their work. It's inexpensive for them to enter the show. Mm-hmm. It's all kinds of, we have eight different categories. You know, there's even photography, acrylics, oils, watercolors, drawing, mixed media, sculpture, and then even a miscellaneous category that doesn't
fit in anywhere
fit
else.
In quite everything, because art has just expanded. And you know, how do you, when they're as things keep growing, the show keeps growing. I guess over the years I've watched, we've had to change categories and change things based on what people are doing. So the show itself keeps growing. But if you are just an artist and you can put in three different pictures or pieces, I shouldn't call them pictures at all, but you can do that, and it's your chance to have your stuff on display. We had a young girl, and I get to call her young, but she was a college student that 2 years ago entered her piece, and she won, like, in the category. And it's a $100 cash prize for a category. She was so excited as this college student that did it. I mean, she brought her parents. She brought her friends. She came to the show 12 different times. We counted it. They were so excited. And she was thrilled. The artists, we usually do a preview reception on the Thursday just for the artists. Mm-hmm. And when she saw that, and they get to talk to the judge and find out, you know, what the judge was thinking, and so they get their own information on it. But, you know, it's a full spectrum, and yet you have some of the people that are, you know, probably well-known over the years, like Johnny Johnson and Cliff Satterwhite and Booth Farkas, Marcia Chavez, Bev Coates, you know, have all done this throughout the years. They've participated in the show, even, you know, obviously they've gone, but even some of the more, you know, artists, even now, we've got, you know, Lisbeth Castellano King, she does it. We have this wonderful person, Olga Mimosa, I'm going to kill her name.
Yeah.
Menorah or something. She's actually from Russia, I think, but she comes and she teaches classes other places, yeah, and has a lot of students. Her work is wonderful. My favorite, of course, Sonia Cantu. She participates too.
I didn't know that she did.
She does.
I didn't know she was an artist.
Oh, she's an amazing artist.
She is very good.
She's an amazing artist too. So we have, but there's just a lot of different people that come. We had one girl that used to enter who had actually had a stroke, and her art became her therapy. And so she entered the show just to have a something and a goal and put something, you know, to be on display for people. So it's Friday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 10 to 6 p.m., and the 22nd Sunday is Sunday 10 to 4. And everything in the show is for sale. That's one of the things.
And it has to be.
And it has a real, you know, range of prices. There are things that are thousands, and there are things that are, I think I bought
under
something.
100.
I bought something there for $20 a few years ago. So that
big range,
everything.
Big range.
But
I didn't realize everything was for sale. The last year was.
It has to be for sale. That's one of the requirements.
Yeah.
Yes,
because part of the thing is we wanted people to come and be able to buy the art,
and it is a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser.
So they need to be for sale. Obviously,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know, this all got started back in 1951 when it was an Artmobile. And that came about from
Virginia Museum of Fine Arts
chose Fredericksburg as a place to have their first Artmobile.
Okay.
And that made regular visits until 1994 under the ownership or sponsorship of Fredericksburg branch of the Virginia Museum. But since 1951, The club has co-sponsored the art exhibit with Fredericksburg Parks and Rec. So it's been, and then for 25 years, there was the youth art show, which is, they're still doing the youth art show now.
Yeah, we actually have their, Parks and Rec has a children's art show that is also going on that weekend. It's just in one of the front rooms. So that's two. That's really a fun thing, too, that that they can go on Saturday and Sunday for 10 to 4, but and that's free. I mean, admission is free, too. So.
Yes. What donations to are do. Accepted. We have a fishbowl, and donations are welcome. That's an extra.
I don't know that I remember last year getting I got a press release on this, and so I thought, and on Friday night I just decided I think I'm going to go by and see it, and I ended up taking a lot of pictures, and the art is really good.
It's really good art. It honestly is good. It's amazing, and this Friday. The Friday of this show, we're actually doing a special 75th anniversary celebration ceremony with, we've got a sort of a reenacting the ribbon cutting that they did years ago, I think from 1961 or something like that. Yeah. But we're reenacting the ribbon cutting. We've got a reception, so there's even free food. People can come and enjoy that just to make it a little, and a short ceremony. It's not going to be hours long, but we do have the Mayor Divine coming and some other people, and it should be a fun little thing to add to the festivities.